just coming together is a big stress to learn halacha. Or just a little bit akdama on the chshivas of limud halacha. In Sof Masechta Nida, at the end of Shas, it says, Kol ha-shoyna halachas b'chol yoyim, muftuch lo yishu ben olam haba. Why is it at the end of Shas? Because it's coming to sum up what is learning Shas. Shas is many halachas. If you finish Shas, you should know, Kol ha-shoyna halachas b'chol yoyim, muftuch lo yishu ben olam haba. Frag the Ben Yoyada, famous Mishnah Chelek, Kol Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelek Lo Ilam Haba. As you don't have to learn two halachas hayoyim, everyone has a chelek in Ilam Haba. And he brings some Arizal that Arizal himself asked the question, and he was miyashiv with Amira Teretz, a chelek in Diyuk Lo Shoynes. Over there the lashon is Yesh Lam Chelek Lo Ilam Haba. Over here the lashon is Ben Ilam Haba. It's a different level. Chelek lo ilam haba is mashma. He has a plot of land there, but what's going to be on there? How much is he going to have? It doesn't say. Ben ilam haba is a different madrega. The ilam haba will be on a whole different level. As a figure, somebody who learns halacha b'chol yoyim, he's muftach. He's in ilam haba and big adol, not stam in ilam haba. He has a choshev chelek in ilam haba. Yisrael Sechaim says, as a marshal, there's certain people, you see them, certain Bachrim, you look at them right away, ah, oh, he's American. Other Bachrim, you look at, ah, oh, he's English. He's Europeish. He's Israeli. He says that a person who shayna halacha is b'chol yoyim, when you look at him, you say, he's a ben olam haba. It's written all over him. His whole Mahus HaChaim is a different Mahus. He's a different kind of a person. It's a beautiful knitch. Okay. Well, number one, the shivus of learning halachas is it pasha puts you, as they would say in America, in a different league. You're pasha in a different veld. Aleph. The Maral says a gevaldig yisoid. He says, where do you learn out the shivus of this din? It says, halichos oilam loy. And we darshan, mishaloy mer halachas, Oilam loy, yizrecha to oilam, which means oilam haba. Stam, why is oilam haba called oilam? Because if you put oilam haze next to oilam haba, it's a gonish vel. Oilam haba is the real vel. As halichos oilam loy, abazav de maral, the kri is halichos. I'm sorry, the ksiv is halichos. And the kri is halachos. He says, whenever you have a kri and a ksiv, you darshan both. And the reason why it was written differently is to teach you halacha. What's it coming to teach you? It's telling you how do you learn halacha. Halacha is not just like yediyas and shas. We're learning a lomdish and sugya, and we're going to get some more yediyas and taira, which is good. But it has to be halichais oilam. When you're learning halacha, you're learning what your mahalach hachaim is going to be. We're trying to learn how we live life, what our halichas oilam is. And that's why the first chelik of Shulchan Aruch is called oirachayim. What are we doing? We're learning how to live life. You have to come with a hachna. You have to come to be willing to do it, because we're going to see different halachas that, especially today, that are going to be a big shiur. We're learning zman tefila. So that's going to be a big shinoi. As you need a lot of hachna to do this. As the point of learning halach is not to know, wow, that's a nice idea. The point is to live that way. That's the point. Halichos oilam loy. And that's the lashon of halacha, halicha. But it's a different cook at limud halacha. It's to be mishani yahalichos oilam, the way you live your life. Okay. And that's like the pasuk in Mishlei, Arechayim lemaila lemaskil. If you're a maskil, your Arechayim is Arechayim. And then you're heading lemaila. Lemansur mishol mata. Okay. One more point, a very big point. In yeshivas, there's a heavy focus on Torah. But there's a very important thing that's also important. Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph says, "Misha ain lo yirah shamayim, That's the Shah Likonis L'Torah. Because Yirah Shamayim is very choshev. When a person is makbid on halacha, that's Yirah Shamayim. People all the time, I think it's on the American shidduch list, they ask me for a shidduch, is the boy a Yirah Shamayim? And strangely enough, I feel as a Rebbe, how am I supposed to know if he has Yirah Shamayim? It's really a very personal question. You know, I could say he comes to Seder on time, it looks like he has Yirah Shamayim. But there's a very powerful Gemara in Chagiga Tezvav Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Yehuda saw Doyeg Vachi Toifel Ugetoinim in Klal Yisrael. Doyeg was the Rosh HaBezdin, Achi Toifel was the Miyayetz, and Ein Lem Chelik Boilem Haba. As the Yehuda got a shackle from it. These guys, the Gemara says, when it came to Tyrus, there was a Mishnah Migdal, they had 40 to 50 shaylos that no one in the Beis Medrash can answer. When these guys came to the Beis Medrash, they took even the briskers upon them, Kachin with Tyrus. Even the briskers would say they know how to learn better. They would be like, they were mamish, like, unbelievable. Everyone around them was like, batal ka'afir uve efer. And these people, Englam Chelek Lailam Haba, as a view that a Gavaldika Chalisha said, I work so hard on learning. If these people ain't them Chalik Oyelam Haba, what's going to be with me? A Shmuel told him, Tina Haisa Baliba. There was something wrong with their heart. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin here, it's Rahman Aliba Bai. But the Gemara doesn't say what was wrong with their heart. Zuck Taisis, they didn't have Yerushalayim on the place. Wow. You could learn Shas. Mom is holding Tifarain, Kachim Tires on your fingertip, everything. Abu Bali Yerushalayim. As when we're learning halacha, it's Yerushalayim, Lamaisa. This is Yerushalayim, being Makayim halachas. That's Yerushalayim. That's what life is about. That's Mamish Yira. Okay. As that's Tashibis of Liban halacha and Kiyam halacha. Okay. Now that we have a little bit of Abdomo, which has nothing to do with the shir. Whatever you do in life, always remember, it's so important to have halacha seder. You're Ben Olam Haba if you learn two halachas every day. You live with your halachas, Arachayim Lamal Lamaske. As these are, you say this for life, the rest of your life, whether you're sitting and learning, whether you go to work, and whether you're zeicher to sit and learn, or whether your tafkid is to go to b'chule. You always have to know this. It's so important. Yeah. Very important. Okay. Those are the biggest side for life. Now we're going to move on to Hilchas Tefillah. So we're learning Zman Tefillah, Simen Pei Tes. Tefillah is a very interesting mitzvah. I don't think you have something that has so many Zman into it like Shacharis. Dailum knows another mitzvah. I'm willing to hear the Ara after Shir. Okay, let's go through the Zmanim of Tefillah. It's Karin Jastan. Letchatchila, Sifalem, Zmanoi Minetz Hachamo. Letchatchila de Gizman. You cannot daven Shacharis before Netz Hachamo. Letchatchila. People don't know this. People think Netz is a Maila. Forgetting the Maila, you cannot daven Shacharis Letchatchila before Netz Hachamo. Oh. Im. In Sif Ches we learn Ahoylech L'Derech, and this is common Bizman Azeh, the Yeshiva Bachram, when do they see the early morning? If they're flying on a plane and they need a cheap ticket, so they're going early. As Ahoylech L'Derech, early, the earliest man he davens is Alois HaShachar. You can't daven before Alois HaShachar. And then L'Chatchila you daven Alois HaShachar. What is Alois HaShachar? How long before Netzach? As we'll start today, Netzach Hamo was 5:55. Alois HaShachar was, there's two Zmanim. These people don't realize. You look at the calendar, it says two Zmanim. And everyone, the first question they ask is, which one is the real Alois HaShachar? People either ask this on Shavuos by night, or when they have a plane trip. But it comes up, and maybe when you're going to go to work, and you're going to have to go to work and get up early, you're going to ask the question too. Oh. as there's a bir halacha. People don't realize it's a mafurish bir halacha over here. Amud alois hashachar is shah v'choim is shah, which means 72 minutes before netzachama. This is based on the Magen Avram, who's based on the Trumas Adeshin, which is paskin in Shulchan Aruch, that a mil is 18 minutes, 4 mil is 72 minutes. On our calendars, it says 90 minutes. The 90 minutes is a hider. If you want to be makbid on one shita, which is not moving Shulchan Aruch, then a mil is 22 minutes. As how much is Avos HaShachar? 72 minutes before Netz. Okay. As that's step none today, it's 4:43. Okay. You want to daven early tomorrow, you stay up the whole night, a mishmar. 4:43 is the earliest davening time. Okay. As that's the tchila zman. Netzachama, bidyeved, or b'shas hatchaf l'chatchila, alois hashachar. Beginning zman. Now, there's a middle zman in shachris. The zman hamuvcher l'tfila shachris is netzachama. And there are people yidden that are makbid to always daven netzachama. Reb Liasher, Chaim Kanievsky, big tzaddikim that were makbid every day to daven netzachama. A grado was on the plane once, went for the yeshiva with Chaim Kanievsky's shamish, and we landed, and he was makbid to daven netzachama. Because if you daven netzachama every day, as even you could even daven without a minyan to daven netzachama. As he asked Chaim Kanievsky, what should he do? He told him to daven netzachama. He said the plane is landing netzachama. He said even so, it's kedai. As we walked out together, he was with his talis and filling in the middle of davening when we came off the plane. But it was beautiful. A yid in his 70s, that was marish. Makbid on netzachama. Okay. Oh. And even though I don't do it, but I could be misspoiled from someone who does. It's a beautiful thing. Okay. As netzachama is mitzvah min hamuvcher, in Shulchan Aruch Nunches, it says, Choroi merubo mo'oid. When is this kenegeid in Yeshiva Bachrim b'zman hazeh? If you stay up the whole night, we won't get into details. Why? But if you happen to stay up a whole night, it's a big schus, davenetz. It's not so hard for Yeshiva Bachrim b'zman hazeh. Davenetz. As for Yeshiva Bachrim, we also could do this. And also, what's your schar? The Mishnah Berurah brings the Gemara in Brachos. Muftach lo yishu ben olam haba, from one shot. One real netz, gevaldik. And einu nizik kol oisai hayoyim. It's a school of not to be nizik kol oisai hayoyim. Rather, this guy was his tefillin. He wasn't stopped by security in America, and I got stopped. As I thought, like, they're for sure going to stop. Well, walk by, yeah. Okay, anyway. As zman hamufa l'spal netzacham. It's good to know. Eventually, some people go to work, or they have to get around early. It's a big mitzvah, netzacham. Soif zman, what soif zman tefila? As shlish hayoyim, which is dalit shoyis, which is shoyis zmanis. As today, believe it or not, it's 9:33. This is the zman for Shabbos and bein zmanim also. I have not seen anyone to say that on Shabbos and on bein zmanim, zman tefila changes. As on Shabbos, Ben Azmanim, you must daven Shmoneh Esrei by 9:33. That's the Magen Avraham Zman. Okay. And the Gro Zman, I'm sorry. Okay. Now, you need a little bit of Akdama. We started from Zman Tfila, as we're going to go back to Simen Nun Ches, to Zman Kriyashma. In Zman Kriyashma, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Yusaitis Diga Machlekes, which affects many dinim. When does the day start that you figure out 4 hours is later? Shitas Magen Avram, the day starts at Alois and ends at Seitzer Hochavim. The Seichel of the Magen Avram is in Halacha, day is Alois. That's when it's called Yoimin Halacha. Seis is Vadei Laila. But the Goyin argues, and the Goyin says, you figure it out from Netz at Shkia. As the Goyin's manim are always the difference between Alois to Netz. As everyone's Ibn Chacham, they should say, okay, should be 72 minutes. But remember, it's Shaz Manius. It's probably on the days, not 24-hour clock, but how many days the day, how long the days are. Okay. So, you have to look at the calendars. You look at the calendars. How do we hold like the halacha? Like the Magen Avraham or the Goyim? As you read all Yeshiva Bachram Bisman Hazeh, the Goyim. For sure. Okay, but how do the Poskim hold the halacha? Okay. So, the Orach HaShulchan in Simen Nun Ches says the Iker LaHalacha is like the Goyim. Rav Moshe has a tshuva. In Igros Moshe, Chelik Aleph, Simen Chav Dalet, he said, Minig Lita, Rasha was like the Goyim, and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav was the Chassidus HaGadol who said like the Goyim. The Chazon Ish also said that the Minig was, and you could be Samech Lechatchila on the Goyim, even for Kriyashma. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach and other different Chashuv Gedolim said for Kriyashma, which is the Raisa, you should try to be Makbid on the Goyim. That's why some yeshivas in America are Makbid Zman Kriyashma on the Goyim. But the Iker LaHalacha, the Minig in Klal Yisrael, was like the Goyim, not like the Magen Avraham, even by Kriyashma. In Tfilo, which is the Rabbanon, there's more room to be Mekel. So over here we have the leeway of saying, okay, Grozma, okay. Okay, so we had Tchila Zman, Zman HaMufcher, Seif Zman. In Tfilah, you have another Zman, and this is really confusing for a lot of people. You could still daven after 9:33. Just look at the Shtibel right next to the mirror. They're still davening after 9:33. What's the story? Because Tfilah Shachris is a Gevaldige Chiddush, and all of the mitzvahs, it's finished the Zman, finished the mitzvah. You want to take your lulav after the Zman, it's over. Zev, you can't do mitzvahs after the Zman. However, tefillah, the Zman, even though it's after the Zman, you daven ad chatzos. As it's called tefillah shaloi bezmano, you don't get the schar, but you daven, and you mechuyev to daven. Okay. As that's the next level. Okay, those are the Zmanim of Tefillah. As today, we want to focus in on two Nekudas, which is very common in Zmanas. Lamaisa, many Minyanim in America, they start at a time where you're never going to get to Zman Tefillah. And many Minyanim in Eretz Yisrael too, the Yeshiva Bachur find them everywhere. Yeah. They start when you're going to finish late, especially on Shabbos, especially Bein HaZmanim. As we're going to learn different Nekudas. What are we going to try to do? We're going to try to be mischazik together to really be Makayim Ba'alacha. As let's learn about the Inyanim Shabbai, and we'll be able to try to be Makayim at all. Okay, we'll do it quickly. The Gemara in Brachas Daf Chav Ches. Hold on to your seats for this one. The Gemara in Brachas Daf Chav Ches says that a pasuk, nugi mimoyed asafti mimcha, and somebody who is ma'acher zman tefillah. What does the pasuk mean? Nugi means it's yavo yalav, sar vishvira. Asafti mimcha, Rashi says, the guy is going to be nifter young. Whoa. That's very, very powerful. Okay, so it's a Rashi. I don't hold to that one. I don't know. Who are you not to hold it? The problem is, it's a Mishnah in Avos where Rashi is coming from. The Mishnah in Avos says, Shena Shel Shachris is Moitzi Adam Me'olamai. What does it mean? Because he's Ma'achas Man Kriyishma Betfino. It's serious business. We want to be Mishazi. It's not what Yeshiva Bachrim did. Okay, so I miss Zman Tefillah. Everyone does. No. It's not so simple. We really want to do it. We want to be mechazik together, to be makbid. It's very important. I had more, but it's late, so I'm going to cut it very bekitzer. Mavis lo yuchol liska. The Gemara in Brachos Chavav says, if someone does kriyas tefillah after zmanoy, mavis lo yuchol liska. He can never fix it for the rest of his life. It's a terrible thing. Why? I davened yesterday. I davened the next day. What's so terrible? That's what we all think. Zag Dariza. Every tefillah does a ticket in the world and a ticket in you that no tefillah afterwards before Mincha Maariv could do. That tefillah does something very special, because you can never have it back. It's not what you think. As it's kedai to be makbid. Okay. Halacha lemaisa. Shulchan Aruch Simin Samach Gimel Sifhei. If you see someone that's sleeping and he's going to miss Zman Kriya Shema, you are allowed to wake him up to be Mitzarim. The Sefer Achsidim says you're allowed to even wake up your father, because your father's for sure going to be happy. You gave him this chus of waking him up for Kriya Shema. If he's not, ask your Rav. That's what the Kilo Shmufurish Shulchan Aruch. You wake up people for Zman Kriya Shema.
You're allowed to, or you're supposed to?
You're supposed to. It's halach and shulchan aruch. Meirim. It's a mit. You're supposed. You're being mezakim. You're meirim is man. What?
Nazman shulah only zman
kriyishma. Oh, so the shulchan aruch is man kriyishma. Good point. There are placekim that bring it to zman tefillah too, but I don't have it beforeish in shulchan aruch. Now, what is he asking? Because you wake the guy up with zman kriyishma. He says kriyishma. He goes back to sleep. So do I wake him up again with zman tefillah? Good question. Yeah. Okay. What happens if you're in a shul in America? And this happens when we go back to America. I mean, it could be some guys that happens here too. Say, what happens to me? You go to your parents, your grandparents in America, and the young Israel davens after Zman Tefillah. What do you do? The shul is davening after Zman Tefillah. What do you do? This is not a question for us. It's a Shulchan Aruch. People don't realize this. Wait a minute. Shulchan Aruch Simin Sadik Sif Yud says, you daven Shmone Esrei before the Tzibar. Zog the Mishneh Berurah Meduik in the Shulchan Aruch, you do it in the Shul. Between me and you, Bizman HaZeh, if you're going to do it in a young Israel, don't ask what they're going to do. It's not Mumlatz. The Mishneh Berurah brings the Bach that it's better to go outside. As if you're in such a situation, go outside. Even the young Israels, they started early minyanim. You could do that too. But if you're stuck in the later minyan, you got to go out and daven Shmoneh Esrei before Shulchan Aruch. This is not Rav Moshe Sternbach, not Rav Badat. Shulchan Aruch. Mamish, before is Shulchan Aruch. Okay.
Just from
the second one again. Oh, that's another question. What happens if you get to shul late, or you woke up late, and you don't have time to daven the whole thing? That is a Mishneh Berurah in Simin Ayin Aleph Sif Katan Dalit. You are medaling whatever it takes to get to say tefillah bizman. As you get up late, it's almost zman tefillah, 9:33. The Mishneh Berurah says you even don't put on your tefillin and talis if you don't have time. You make sure you daven. What are hilchas dilug? It's simin nun beis ein zman. Okay, you just want to mamish the pratim that come up. These are shaitas negeya, unfortunately, lemaisa. But it's things we have to let him know. The last question is man the zman when you finish one esrei, or is man when you start one esrei? As the Mishneh Berurah over here in Sif Katan Hei Paskins al Pi Lamagen Avram, You have to finish Mana Esrei before it's not terrible. In Simin Kufchav Beis, he paskins, you even have to finish Chazaras Ashas before Zman Tfilah. Because that's for all the Shtiblach that they're davening Chazaras Ashas after Shkiyah Mechul. You have to finish before the Zman. Chazaras Ashas 2. Oh. The Orech HaShulchan is Chayim. A lot of Yeshivibach is like this Orech HaShulchan. What does he bring a raya from? He says, I have a raya from a Taisis. Taisan Dav Zayin. It says that if Hashem is Kayis, Bilam wanted to give a klola. But Hashem is only Kayis for one rega. As how could you get a klola in for one rega? This man has said this wouldn't be a shayla. Everyone talks in acronyms, abbreviations. It wouldn't be a problem. But in those days, it was a problem. A Zog Taisis, he's going to say Kele. Chof Lamin Mech. Frek Dorech HaShulchan, it's longer than a rega. Must be Taisis means, if you start in the right mind when Hashem is upset, it works if you continue afterwards. Azu Adim Baizman Tfila, if you start, it works afterwards. When you hear the Rai of Dorech HaShulchan, Hamivinyo, Yeish Lechalik. Over this, clawless, with things, it's not talking about Zman Tfila Bechlau. Yeishlam. That's why it's good. You look at everyone quotes Dorech HaShulchan, but you see where he's coming from. Wow. Not so simple to argue on the Magen Avraham with such a riot, right? You hear? Okay.
Is the Taisus a riot like the Magen Avraham? Because you don't need one word.
Yeah, meaning why does he pick a small word, not a big vachule? Efshir, but Dorech HaShulchan didn't pull that way. Well, we're good. Okay. Fine. Okay. As we were mechazik together, it was kedai if you only come to one halacha shir, just here to try to make Zman Tfila, gamzu kedai. Yeah, it's something for life. It's a tikkun, it's something. And between me and you, when you start the day on the right foot, the day continues. We all know when we get up late, it's not the same thing. When we get up and we have a good chakras at the right time, the whole day flows differently. Svas Emes says, you say, but you don't even have to be a Gera Chosid together. Yeah. Okay, as Hashem Yazo, we should be Mishkazi together. It makes my Tfila Shabbos, and it's man in all our lives. Be'ez Hashem, we should be Zeicha from that Yerushalayim, Halo Yisraelo, Be'ez.